This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Government is planning to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Sources said each delegation is expected to have a group of MPs from both ruling and opposition parties. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh told reporters in New Delhi that Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has spoken to his party president Mallikarjun Kharge over this diplomatic outreach initiative. The move is intended to further highlight New Delhi's stance on terrorism emanating from Pakistan to the global community and is expected to kick-start next week. The Railway Board has approved an important new rail line project between Karhi and Sagma worth over 165 crore rupees, strengthening rail infrastructure in Madhya Pradesh. The proposed quad rail line under the West Central Railway WCR zone will be 5.31 kilometers long. The bi-directional quad line between Karhi and Sagma will connect the Lalitpur-Singrauli new line to the existing Itarsi-Manikpur line. India's foreign exchange reserves rose by $4.55 billion, reaching $690.6 billion in the week ending 9th May, according to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India. During the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by $196 million to over $581.3 billion. Gold reserves surged by $4.5 billion, totaling to $86.33 billion. The Indian Institute of Foreign Trade, IIFT, has announced the establishment of its first overseas campus in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. This marks a key step in expanding IIFT's global presence and strengthening India's engagement in international business education. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that this truly reflects the spirit of the National Education Policy 2020, marking a new chapter in the internationalization of Indian education and its growing role in shaping thought leadership globally. Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC, is set to launch its Doctor of Philosophy PhD program in mass communication and journalism from the upcoming academic year. The institute has notified the rules for the program with admission details to be announced later. Vice Chancellor of IIMC, Dr. Anupama Bhatnagar, has confirmed the launch of the new course and said that the institution is ready to take the responsibility. Nepal's flagship multi-sectoral dialogue forum, Sagar Matha Samvad, kicked off yesterday. Addressing the gathering at the summit, Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav emphasized India's unwavering commitment to global climate action and the need for collaborative efforts to safeguard the Himalayas and other mountain ecosystems. He expressed India's dedication to addressing the global climate crisis.
India, under the visionary leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, is deeply committed to contributing to climate action with the urgency it demands. Despite our minimal role for the crisis it faces, our nationally determined contribution under the Paris Agreement and our National Action Plan on Climate, we are testament to our resolve. So are the ambitious target for renewable energy, aiming for 500 gigawatt of non-fossil fuel electricity generation capacity by 2030.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. The agency has said that northeast India will also witness thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds during the next 7 days. According to IMD, coastal Andhra Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Telangana will experience heavy rainfall today. Meanwhile, West Rajasthan will have dust-raising winds at isolated places. IMD has said that isolated pockets of Jammu Kashmir, southwest Uttar Pradesh will experience heatwave conditions, whereas Bihar and Odisha will witness hot and humid weather conditions. Star India javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the 2025 Doha Diamond League Men's Javelin Throw event. The Olympic gold medalist smashed the 90-meter barrier for the first time in his career. And that is the end of this news bulletin.